Today we turn to the Hebrew scripture, the text taken from one of the Hebrew prophets, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4.
今日呢，我哋翻去希伯来圣经其中一位先知但以利书十二章。但以利书嘅十二章第四节系我哋今朝早上讲到嘅主要嘅经文。The
angel of God spoke to Daniel, but you, Daniel, keep the words secret and the book sealed until the end time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase.
神嘅天使向但以理说话：但以理啊，你要隐藏这些话，把这书密封，直到末期，必有许多人来回漫游，即系走嚟走去，知识就会增多。Notice
the word knowledge. Knowledge will increase, he says. What does this text mean?
请留意知识这个字，呢度讲咧知识增多。 段圣经系咩意思呢?
Please notice the term go back and forth.
请留意来回漫游呢个字，即系走嚟走去。
To say go back and forth is a unspecific way of speaking.
讲到走嚟走去，佢又冇指明啲乜嘢。
Actually, even the word knowledge is unspecified. What kind of knowledge will increase? The angel of God does not specify.
知识呢两个字都冇讲明系边类嘅知识，边一种嘅知识会增多呢？神嘅天使咧并冇讲明。Well,
since the terms are not specified, then multiple meanings are possible.
既然咧系冇指明，咁即系话咧系有多重嘅意思嘅。Does
it mean traveling around the world?
嘅意思系咪都会包括周围旅游呢？
At least some of you have just traveled from China to the UK. Some of you travel to Hong Kong and back.
最少咧，你哋当中咧有人去咗大陆旅游，都有人整家人咧去到香港旅游，亦都翻翻嚟。Martin
will be leaving us and be traveling back to China. Martin traveled from China to here in the first place for the purpose of gaining knowledge.
Martin 又会离开呢度，又会翻翻去大陆。Martin 佢初初嚟到利物浦咧，都系为咗增长知识。Have
you achieved your goal?
你有冇达到你嘅目标啊？
Other than academic knowledge, have you gained insight into life?
除咗喺学术上嘅知识之外，你有冇从人生里边洞悉到一啲嘢呢？
Above all, have you gained insight into the living God?
最重要嘅咧就系你有冇洞悉得到神自己呢？
So when the text says people go back and forth, does it mean travel?
所以当呢度讲到来回漫游，即系走嚟走去，系咪讲紧旅游呢？
Please notice a connection between people going back and forth and the increase of knowledge.
请大家留意，来回漫游系同知识增多有关。
But the original text does not say travel. Travel is a specific term. Going back and forth is unspecific.
但系喺个圣经嘅原文咧，就唔系讲到旅游嘅。 来回漫游呢个字咧，并冇指明系点样做法。
Well, nowadays, how do you increase in knowledge? Is traveling the only way?
今时今日，你要增长知识点做啊？ 系咪旅游系唯一嘅方式咧？
I'm sure you know the answer.
我肯定咧，你知道答案。To
put my question in another way, how does information travel from place to place today?
换转一个角度嚟讲，资讯系点样传送嘅？
Did I hear you say internet? Okay.
系用互联网嘅。
So, to be more precise, the World Wide Web is the fastest way for information to travel today.
互联网或者讲得准确啲，就系全球性嘅网络咧，系一个最快嘅方法，系叫做资讯传送。
Next question: Who invented the World Wide Web?
下一个问题。 边个发明全球性嘅网络嘅？
I'm not asking who invented the hardware, the switches, the modem and the router. I mean World Wide Web as a system, as a network.
我唔系讲边个发明互联网喎，互联网咧系讲紧嗰啲硬件，我系讲紧全球性嘅网络系一个系统。Many
people collaborated and invented the internet, but one person invented the World Wide Web.
很多人合作来到发明了互联网，但是只有一个人是发明了全球性的网络。Julia 知不知
道？Sir Tim Berners-Lee.
Tim Berners-Lee.
In which year did Sir Tim Berners-Lee invent the World Wide Web?
咁佢係邊一年發明嘅咧
？In the 70s, no. To be more precise, 1991.
準確啲咧就係1991年。
What nationality is Tim Berners-Lee？
咁 Tim Berners-Lee 係屬於邊一個國籍嘅咧
？British.
啊，英國人嚟嘅。
He invented the World Wide Web and made knowledge free of charge to the whole world.
佢係發明咗全球性嘅網絡。
Tim Berners-Lee was born in London, 1955.
Tim Berners-Lee 咧喺倫敦出世，佢出世嘅嗰一年咧，1955年。
Tim Berners-Lee was raised by parents who attended a Church of England. They were Christians, but later on he turned away from the church and religion. I do not know the reason for Tim's leaving the Church of England.
Tim Berners-Lee 咧，佢係嚟自一個基督教嘅家庭，參加嘅係英國嘅聖公會教會。但係後來咧，佢就離開咗佢嘅教會。我就唔知道點解佢要離開聖公會。
If I may venture a guess, it might have to do with his rejection of the dogma of the Church of England.
如果我要估嘅話，有可能咧係同佢唔想跟呢個聖公會嘅教條。
Later in his life.He became a father of two children. He wanted to teach his children about God and true spirituality. And then, because of that, he chose another church.
而後來咧，佢有咗兩個細路哥，佢想咧教育佢嘅兒女關於真正嘅信仰、真正嘅屬靈人。因為呢個緣故咧，佢選擇咗去參加另一個教會。
Up to date, he's still a member of that church. That church happens to be a church that does not accept.The traditional dogma of Trinity.
到到現在為止，佢仍然係隸屬於呢一個教會。呢一個教會咧，就係唔接受基督教傳統嘅三位一體嘅教義嘅。
Like us, Tim Berners-Lee is not a believer of the doctrine of Trinity.
Tim Berners-Lee 咧就好似我哋咁，都係唔相信三位一體嘅教義嘅。
The text we see today says.People will go back and forth and knowledge will increase. But the way for knowledge to increase is not necessarily by travel. There is another way of traveling by just sitting before your computer with a mouse, with a click, knowledge will come to you.
有好多人来回漫游，知识增多。但是要知识增多咩？旅游并不是唯一一个方法。還有另一種方法，就是你坐在你的電腦面前，你揸住個老鼠喺度撳，知識就會嚟到你的面前啦。
Thanks to Tim Berners-Lee。
咁啊，真係好多謝 Tim Berners-Lee。
So when the Bible says many will go back and forth, it may mean surfing the internet。
所以當聖經講到來回漫遊，有可能係講緊瀏覽網絡啫。
By the way, how do I know so much about Tim Berners-Lee? I haven't met him.
其實我點樣知道關於 Tim Berners-Lee 呢個人咁多事咧？我唔識佢嘅喎。
But I have surfed the internet to look for information about him。
但係我係瀏覽互聯網，咁我就知道關於佢嘅事。
Within minutes, I got information to tell you about Tim Berners-Lee。
我就係花咗兩分鐘嘅時間，我已經掌握咗佢關於佢嘅事情，可以講俾大家聽。
Actually, with a search engine, I can find knowledge about every subject。
我只係需要用我嘅瀏覽器，我差唔多可以學到每一門嘅知識啦。
Back to our main text this morning。
我哋翻去今日要讀嘅經文。
The words in the book of the prophet Daniel are not ordinary words. Hebrew prophets are people who receive messages from God.
但以理書咧係先知所寫嘅書，所寫嘅嘢咧並唔係一般性嘅。希伯來嘅先知。他们直接从神那里领受信息的一种人。
And sometimes the message they have written down describe things in a distant future.
有时他们写的东西其实是预言着将来要发生的事。
When Daniel wrote the words we read this morning, it was 2,500 years ago. 500 years before the Common Era.
公元前500年所写的字。
Even older than 孔夫子， maybe the same time as 老子。
但以你写这一段圣经的时候呢，是2500多年前，比起孔子呢还要老，可能跟老子差不多时间。
Daniel's language and choice of words are obscure.
因为是这么远古的时代，但以你用词是比较含糊不清的。
For one thing, the things he was told was in the far future. He can't imagine it.
天使和但以你所讲的预言呢，是讲到是将来很久很久之后的事。
And because of the things he need to write down are things he had never seen, the choice of words are very limited to him, and hence the obscure feel of the words of prophecy.
而他要写低的，根本他是从来都没有见过，所以对他来讲要写呢，他的用字是非常的有，所以你会觉得呢，他写的预言呢，看上来含糊不清。
To get to the bottom of the meaning of the prophecy, we have reliable clues to be found in a context.
我们要去明白这些预言的底细，我们要找可靠的线索，而可靠的线索是可以从上文下理那里来到拿到的。
And the context shows us there are multiple fulfillment to the text. You can see at least three layers of fulfillment.
上文下理告诉我们知，其实先知的预言是有多重的应验，最少我们看到三层的应验。
Consider the inventions and the discoveries of mankind within the past 500 years.
试想一下，在过去500年人类发明了多少东西。
The first printing press was invented only 500 years ago. Knowledge was the monopoly of either the kings or churchmen. This is not fair.
印刷机是500年前才发明的，所以知识呢是唯有从皇帝啊或者是教廷啊宣讲给大家，咁咧就是不公道的。
But today, with the World Wide Web, every day I surf back and forth to look for knowledge.
嗱，现在咧我哋已经有咧全球性嘅网络，我的确咧每天都喺度
来回漫游，
揾紧知识。
But then the context also show us there is a fulfillment concerning God's plan with specific focus on the end time.
但是上文下理的确是有讲到明关于末世时代耶和华神的计划的应验。
So you can see at least three layers of fulfillment.
最少我们看到三层的应验。
Past 100 years, there is a sharp increase of knowledge in the world. We can't handle them.Today, we have to find a way to handle information overload.
过去100年，全世界知识的确是增多了很多。今时今日呢，我们觉得知识已经太多了，我们都应付不来。
But then you and I look forward to a future time, which the context tells us is the end time, and that is still future.
但是呢，你和我呢，都在这里期待着将来的日子，即是末期了。这个末期就是指将来的。
Well, let's search the context of Daniel chapter 12.
我们一起来看看但以理书十二章的上文下理。
Daniel 12 verse 4 is divided into A and B parts. Let's read again.
但以理十二章的四节呢，我们将它分为上和下两。
But you, Daniel,Keep the word secret and the book sealed until the end time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase.
但以理啊，你要隐藏这些话，把这书封闭，直到末时，必有许多人走嚟走去，知识增多。
You see in the middle of the text the term end time. So that's in verse 4, part A.
大家睇到中间咧，末时呢两个字。就是第四节上半卷。
Well, let's read first two of the same chapter.
咁我哋睇下同章嘅第二节。
First two, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
必有许多睡在尘土中的人醒过来。有的要得永生，有的要受羞辱，永远被憎恶。
When the Bible says sleep in the dust, it means a person has died.
当圣经讲到有人系睡在尘土中嘅时候，意思即系呢个人死咗。
It is strange, isn't it? Why does the Bible describe dead people as being asleep?
好奇怪，係咪？點解聖經咧講到一個人死咗，將佢講成睡著咧？
Well, the answer is very simple. If you have knowledge of the Bible,
道理又好簡單嘅啫。如果你認識聖經嘅話
，because the Bible tells us the whole mankind will one day experience resurrection from the dead, and therefore being dead is only temporary.
因為聖經講到有一日人類係會復活，所以死亡只不過係暫時性嘅啫。
The Creator God will cause everyone to rise from dead. All the dead will rise again with a purpose, so that every person will face the judgment of God.
創造主會叫到每一個人從死中復活，所有死咗嘅人都會復活，有一個目的，每一個人要站喺神嘅面前去受審判。
First two actually describes to us resurrection day for all in mankind, a big event at the end time.
所以第二節咧，其實係講緊俾我哋聽，喺末世嘅時候咧，會有一件大事發生，就係復活日啦。人類每一個人都要復活。
Some will be rewarded with eternal life, others will face eternal disgrace and destruction.
有一啲人會得到永生嘅獎賞，其他人咧就會面臨永遠嘅滅亡。
Let's read on to verse 3 of the same chapter.
我哋繼續睇第三節。
Notice the word insight. Those who have insight shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many people to the path of righteousness will shine like stars forever and ever.
第三節，大家留意洞見呢個字。那些有洞見的必發光，好像天上的光體；那些使許多人歸義的必發光如星星，直到永永遠遠。
The prophet says, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is insight. So here he talks about people who have the insight and knowledge of the living God.
箴言咧就讲到，认识 Yahweh 是智慧嘅开端，认识至圣者就是洞见。呢度咧就系讲紧一啲对神有知识同埋洞见嘅人。
Insightful people are described as stars.
呢啲有洞见嘅人，呢度形容为好似天上嘅星星一样。
Let's continue with our search of context. Daniel chapter 12 and now verse 8 to 9.
我哋继续咧睇下呢个上文，第八、第九节。
When the angel has finished speaking to Daniel, Daniel could not understand what he heard.
当天使对但以理讲完话之后。但以理听就系听见啦，但系唔明白呢啲说话。
Then the angel said to Daniel, Daniel, go your way. The words are to remain secret until the end time.
跟住天使就对佢讲：但以理啊，你只管去吧，因为这些话已经隐藏密封，直到末时。
So once again, the context tells us our main text today has to do with the future.
所以上文咧就讲到，今日我哋读嘅经文咧系同将来有关嘅。
Well, let's read also verse 10. Many will purify, cleanse, and refine themselves, but the wicked will keep on acting wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand. That is, none of those who are wicked will understand God's insight and God's plan.
第十节，许多人必洁净自己。使自己洁净，并且备受傲练。可是恶人仍要作恶，所有嘅恶人都不明白。即系话冇一个恶人能够洞悉到神同埋神嘅事。
But those with insight will understand God's plan.
但系嗰啲有洞见嘅人咧，就能够明白神嘅计划。
So you see, close to the end time, there are those who understand, those who don't understand God's plan.
所以你就睇到。接近末世的时候，有些人能够明白神的计划，有些人不能够明白。
But just to complete our search of the context, let's read also verse 13.
我们完成下文的阅读，是第十三节。要明白这些预言的底细，要找可靠的线索，而可靠的线索是可以从上文下理那里来拿到的。第十三节。
Verse 13 reads,But you go your way until the end comes, Then you will rest and rise for your reward at the end of the days.
你应去等待结局，你必安歇。到了末日，你必起来承受你的份。
So you see, the context shows us it has to do with the future end time, and the end time has to do with at least two big events: the day of resurrection of every one of mankind, also the judgment day of God.
想问下你就讲到末时，所谓末时咧系同最少两件大事有关嘅。復活日，神嘅審判日。
The next thing we need to know is that the Bible separates God's plan for mankind into two stages: this present age and the age to come. When the Bible says end time, it refers to the conclusion of this present age.
另一件事大家需要知道，聖經咧係將神對人類嘅計劃咧分為兩個階段：現今世代同埋將來世代。当圣经讲到末时的时候，他是想讲紧现今世代的终结了。
But the word end doesn't mean after the end of this present age, there is nothing left. But rather, the end of this present age is the start of the age to come, when those who are worthy will receive eternal life in God's kingdom.
当圣经讲到末时，这个末字呢，它意思不是说现今世代一终结呢，就什么都没有了。相反咧，現今世代嘅終結咧，就即係等於將來世代嘅開始。嗰啲配嘅人咧，就會喺神嘅國裏邊享永生。
Now is the last days of the present age, and there is one characteristic of the last days: knowledge will increase, information will go back and forth over the world wide web. So the increase of knowledge itself is a sign that now is the last days of this present age.
今日咧，我哋已经嚟到现今世代末后嘅日子。末后嘅日子有一个特点嘅，知识会增多，资讯会从互联网里边咧来往嘅奔跑。所以单单知识嘅增多咧，就已经证明我哋已经嚟到咧现今世代末后嘅日子。
But then we saw the word knowledge has multiple meaning.
但知识呢个字咧系有多层意思。
While the word knowledge can mean different types of knowledge, the context of Daniel chapter 12 tells us it refers to specific Bible knowledge of Yahweh God.
知识系可以指任何一种知识，但系但以利书嘅上文下理特别系指到关于Yahweh神自己嘅知识。
So during the last days of this age, the knowledge of Yahweh God will increase on an unprecedented scale.
所以喺呢个末后嘅日子咧，耶和华嘅知识系会增多，并且嗰个幅度咧系从来都冇发生过。
And concerning the increase of the knowledge of Yahweh God, there are other prophecies in the Hebrew Bible, not only in Daniel 12. I'm going to take you through some important prophecies.
关于认识耶和华嘅知识嘅预言咧，喺圣经其他嘅先知书里边都会揾到，唔系净系但以理书嗰度先揾到。我会读一啲嘅圣经都系关于呢一个预言嘅。
Zechariah is another Hebrew prophet. It's time we read Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 9.
撒加利亚系另一个希伯来先知。撒加利亚书14:9.
Yahweh will be king over all the earth.In that day, Yahweh will be the only one, and his name will be the only one.
Yahweh 必作全地的王，到那日，人人都承认 Yahweh 是独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二。
So another prophet prophesies there will be a future day when mankind will have knowledge of the Creator.
有另一个先知都是同样讲到将来终有一日就是全地都会认识耶和
华。Well, significant Bible knowledge has been increasing for the past 100 years. Significant breakthrough in Bible research has been achieved in the past 50 years. For example, the discovery of the Dead Sea Scroll in 1947 in Israel.
在过去100年突破性的圣经知识其实都一路增长紧。喺过去50年咧，有好突破性嘅关于圣经嘅发现。 例如咧，1947年喺以色列發現咗死海古卷。
The discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls sheds light on how early Christianity began. So the Dead Sea Scroll is important for background knowledge of the Bible.
死海古卷嘅發現叫到我哋能夠將早期基督教係點樣開始嘅背景咧，將佢弄清楚咗啦。所以死海古卷咧，對於聖經背景知識咧係好重要嘅。
In turn, background knowledge can help us to understand the New Testament scripture correctly.
呢啲背景嘅知識亦都能夠大大幫助到我哋點樣去正確嘅理解新約聖經。
Remember, the Dead Sea Scroll were not discovered until 1947, just a little more than 50 years ago.
請留意哦，死海古卷咧係1947年先至被發現，只係僅僅超過50年嘅啫。
And since that year, Bible research has gone through many important breakthroughs.
嗰陣時開始，聖經嘅研究咧經過咗好多嘅突破性嘅發現。
But Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 9 refers to yet a future day when all churches, all religions, all peoples, when the whole world will come to realize there is only one true God, not many, one true creator, and his name is Yahweh.
而撒加利亚书十四章九节呢度所讲嘅咧，系指紧再将来一啲嘅日子，嗰阵时咧，全球所有嘅教会、所有嘅宗教、所有嘅人都会认清觉悟到只有一位创造主，唔系好多神，只有独一嘅真神，佢嘅名字叫亚非。
Because on that day, his name will be the only one.
因为喺当日，佢嘅名就系独一无二嘅。
Our next text is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9. Isaiah 11, verse 9.
下一段圣经咧系嚟自以赛亚书十一章九节。十一章九节。
God says, "People will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. The earth will be full of the knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea."
在我整个圣山上边。这一切都不行伤害或毁灭的事，因为认识亚非的知识要充满大地，好像海水覆盖海洋一样。
Not only the information about God, but the knowledge of God as a person will be worldwide. A direct result of this, there will be no more wars in the world.
关于亚非神的知识会全球化，结果咧就系世界上就唔会再有战争。
No more selfishness, no more violence, no more hurting each other, because the knowledge of Yahweh God will fill the whole earth.
再唔会有自私，再唔会有暴力，因为亚非神嘅知识会充满大地。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Then on that day, the nations will resort to the root of Jesse, which means the Messiah or the Jesus Christ.Who will stand as a signal for all the peoples of the world, or a banner for all the peoples of the world?
第十节，到那日，耶西的根必竖立起来，作万民的旗帜，即系耶稣基督啦。万国万民必寻求他，他安息之所必有大荣耀。
So not only the knowledge of Yahweh God would increase.A correct understanding of Jesus Christ, of his representative, will also increase.
唔单止亚维神嘅知识会增多，对耶稣即系亚维神嘅代表嘅正确认识咧都会增多。
So let's say again, the increase of Bible knowledge, of the knowledge of Yahweh God, of the understanding of Jesus Christ, all these are a sign that we're living in the last days of this present age.
所以我再讲一次，圣经知识增多，亚非神嘅知识增多，认识耶稣嘅知识亦都增多。呢啲咧都系指到我哋而家系活喺个末世时代嘅一啲预兆。
Let's turn our attention to the New Testament scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12.
我哋再一次翻哥林多前书十三章十二节。
The Apostle Paul writes.Now we see obscurely, then it will be face to face. Now our knowledge is only partial, then I will know fully, as God has known me.
现在啊， 我们现在看得模糊不清，而到那时呢就要面对面了。我现在知道的只是一部分，到那时我就会完全知道，就正如神认识我，同一个程度。
The Apostle Paul speaks of one glorious future day when knowledge of the Creator will fill the whole planet Earth. Because on that day, those who are worthy will see Him face to face.
使徒保罗是讲到将来很荣耀的某一日，到时呢认识亚维的知识呢会充满全地，因为到那一日配的人会面对面见到神。
Our final text of the day,The book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 13, a text that we love as a church.
今日我哋最后一篇阅读嘅圣经，以弗所书四章十三节，就系一段我哋整体教会都好喜欢嘅经文。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, so as to reach mature manhood, the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ.
直等到我们众人对神的儿子都有一致的信仰和认识，可以长大成人，达到基督丰盛长成的身量。
So you see, the prophecies of the Bible pointing to the same event are consistent. Many people will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase. You and I look forward to that glorious day.When the knowledge of our Heavenly Father will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
所以圣经讲到的预言呢是一致的，有很多人来回的奔跑，周围的去寻索，知识会增多。你和我呢就是期盼着荣耀的那一日来临，到那一日认识亚伟神的知识遍满全地，就好像海洋充满全地一样。
Now that you've understood the explanation of the prophecy, how should we apply the message to our lives? What should be your response?
现在我们明白了但以理先知的预言，我们又怎样应用我们今天所学的在生活上呢？现在你知道神对你对人类的计划，你又应该怎样回应呢？
Strive to enter eternal life in Yahweh's kingdom.Help others to enter also.
要努力进天国，要努力的去得到神国里面的永生，亦都帮助别人得到永生。
Before we conclude, let us remind ourselves of the words of Daniel, chapter 12 of Daniel and verse 3.
在我们结束之前，我们再提醒大家，但以理书十二章，但以理书十二章三节。
Those who have insight shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many to the path of righteousness will shine like the stars forever and ever.
那些有洞见的必发光，好像天上的光体；那些使许多人归义的必发光如星星，直到永永远远。
Before you can help others enter eternal life, first you yourself need to become stars.
在你能够帮别人得到永生之前，你自己首先要成为发光的星星。
Not by heaps of academic knowledge, by having a living knowledge and insight into the person of Yahweh God.
不是靠积存知识，而是靠认识至圣者，积存对Yahweh神的认识洞见。这样你就可以成为天上发光的星星，去帮助其他的人。
You see, the Bible tells us the eyes of God are serving the planet Earth back and forth to look for one kind of people. He wants to find the people who are sincere and true to Him.
你知道吗？圣经来讲，亚维望来望去，他想找一种的人。他想找一种人呢，是真心的对他的。
When he finds any person who is true, he will come.And encourage him and support him with all his strength.
当他找到一个对他真心的人的时候，他会来到全力以赴的去辅助这个人。
And hence, our concluding text is taken from 2 Chronicles, chapter 16 and verse 9.
我们结束的经文就是历代志下十六章九节。
2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9. The eyes of Yahweh move here and there throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is true to him.
耶和華的眼睛遍察全地，一心歸向他的，他必大力幫助他們。
Above all, the most important kind of knowledge is the knowledge of God, an insight into his plan for mankind.
而最重要的一種知識就是去認識耶和華神的，並且能夠去洞悉他對人類的計劃。
Some of you have traveled widely. Some of you have studied much. Let me ask again. Do you have knowledge of the living God? Because that would determine whether you can enter eternal life.
讓我再問多次。當中有一些人是經常旅遊，有一些人就讀很多書。你對神有沒有知識呢？你有沒有洞見呢？因為這一點足以決定得到你能不能夠承受永生。
That will also determine whether you become stars able to help others.
这个也决定得到你能不能够成为天上发光的星星去帮助别人。